USA Radio News.
President Trump has said he would be open for another meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Many folks are also saying that Putin may have something on President Trump. Today, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo addressed this accusation.
I think those allegations are absurd. This administration has been relentless in its efforts to deter Russia from its bad behavior. We inherited a situation where Russia was running all over the United States. These last few days have been, frankly, more heat than light.
Today at the White House, President Trump is set to sign an executive order that will set the stage for developing a national strategy for workforce development. Heather Zuma is an employment expert. She talks about how this is a big deal for people looking to increase their skill set.
After age 24 or 25, when you come out of college, or perhaps if you get your MBA or whatever you're doing, you really don't get any more skills or advancement in terms of education.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recent robbery. Here to describe the event, a recliner.
So, I'm taking my afternoon nap when suddenly I hear a commotion. As I look up, two dudes wearing ski masks run out the door with a flat-screen TV.
Did you chase after them?
I can't run with claw feet.
Your recliner can't help in a robbery, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property loss. Go to GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.